The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. The 8th of July, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I was just seeing if anybody's listening.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here, but we're taking his microphone today. So, Linda, what's the weather look like?
Good morning, everyone. How are you today on this Wednesday? It looks like we're going to have around 96 if we're still under triple digit, but that's okay. Overnight lows of 67. Now, we jump up to the triple digit tomorrow, which is 103 on Thursday. Thursday night's calling for 69, Friday 100. Saturday 100 and Sunday 101. There's no really big, gusts or rain or, warnings. Other than that, we're in triple digit weather, which means, it's going to be hot here in the Reading area. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, locally owned and operated, veteran owned business, 365-3793, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Glad to be back in the seat. Friday. Has anybody ever experienced vertigo?
Got to turn everybody on.
Okay. I was on. I heard myself for a second ago.
So vertigo to me, yes. I never understood the terminology because of the movie. I always thought it was like fear of heights.
No.
But when you wake up, if you've ever been super drunk, accidentally super drunk, because you never know when somebody's going to pour you a triple. Because somebody pours you a triple and it's hot outside. And you didn't hydrate.
It's an accident. You didn't intend to be that drunk.
You didn't intend to be that drunk, exactly. So accidentally.
I just going to be a little drunk.
Yeah.
Not that drunk.
I get actually vertigo since I turned about 55. I started when we get these really big high pressures.
Yes.
Where it gets hot and it's very real high pressure. I have a tendency to get vertigo and it's horrible. But you know what? It's weird. I have learned how to compensate. So my wife just had it last week for like her first time that I can remember.
Whoa.
She was a mess. But I get up and the room is spinning and
yes.
stuff, and I somehow like figure out how to
okay, well,
get
I have
up and keep going. But it can be scary.
It's scary. Uh-huh. It's scary because I when I woke up on Friday, we were supposed to head to Sacramento. And we woke up on Friday. I woke up on Friday and I said to Carl, I don't know. I mean, because I tried to think if I could shake it off. I need to, you got to power through.
Yeah.
And, I went outside and I could hardly walk. I was holding on to walls.
Yeah.
I tried to sit down. I shook my head. I tried to do everything I could to like, massage areas. Like, what's going on here? And, finally I just said to Carl, you may have to take me emergency. I have no idea what's going on. I've never experienced this before.
Yeah.
Long story short, I called some friends. I called my, first of all, I have a Dr. Martinez, so he is a concierge.
Mm.
I really believe that
today
after what we have to go through in order to wait for 3 weeks to get an appointment. So I texted him and he texted me back, offices are closed. You can do over the counter, which is really an anti-nausea.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get you in. So I thought, well, there's my weekend plans. What if I had to sing that? I was supposed to, I could have, but I didn't because we had other plans. National anthem. For those people who have to perform or do. It's 4th of July weekend. We've got things to do.
You should have just worn a big skirt and twirled.
Well, anyway, so, I called some friends and one is an ENT doctor, we both know, and they talked about this thing called, and I'm sharing this information because it's so
important for people,
our listeners to know. It's called the LB method, ELBEY, maneuver.
Yep.
And so he goes, Google it, just go, because we'll get you to the Rose Center, we'll get you into therapy, but right now. So Carl, I waited till Carl got up, 9 o'clock, gets off the air, comes home, and we watched it, Googled it, we watched it, and we did the exercises right there. You could do it on your bed, you could have to have a pillow behind your back.
It's the Epley.
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 Sorry.
Epley.
Mm-hmm. Epley. I'm telling you, LB.
It's EPLE.
Okay, Epley method, maneuver. And all of us, when we did it, a crystal comes out of the whole concept. Is a crystal gets shifted or comes through your tube, and that's why you get that.
Yep.
And so if you look this Epley method, you can do. I did it this morning because I was a little dizzy. You do the exercises, and it can come. It will put it back into place so you can actually function.
Yeah.
What it is the Epley maneuver is a series of head and body movements designed to reposition displaced calcium crystals in the inner ear to relieve vertigo.
Yep.
And it works.
So there you go.
But the one thing is it says is when you do it, you know, the first time when you put your head down, your eyes, they start fluttering.
Mm-hmm.
They go back up and down, up and down. They flutter, and you have no control over it. Then it stops. So you know that's the side that the crystal.
Yeah, that's why you want to have somebody with you, because it's almost like it's a panic moment, like because you have a body function, like your eyeballs. And the interesting thing about when your eyeballs flicker back and forth, like quickly, and Carl saw it, and I said, Carl, look, I have no control over this. I was talking while it was going on. That's why it's kind of important, I think, to have somebody help you with it. So you don't just go through it, breathe through
it. These are simple movements that you can do. And what the idea is it takes the crystal because you move your head back and forth and then you sit up.
You're basically making it go back around the canal.
Yeah. It moves down and moves out of the canal.
We're here with the Joy Magazine, and it's so important as we get information out to our community.
If you had just had the latest issue on page 47, it shows you how to do that.
No? Wouldn't that be timely?
You know what? I was looking. How to do that? What a coincidence that was! Okay, with this issue. Okay, Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. Okay, Rhonda, July 2026 issue.
238. Crazy.
Yep.
238 issues since you've. Since you began. And so we all know that, you think you have to do some of these stories way in advance. And then every now and then you'll hold back and keep one or two that will be, significant for whatever the moment is. Mm-hmm. And so, this one is all about freedom found.
Yep. Yep. Not all about, but mostly.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the theme. And we do have, 4th of July is over, but we do have a couple of stories about, we have a story about the drone show that was in Shasta Lake City. And
were you here in town for any of that, or were you still traveling?
I was in the Bay Area. Yeah.
I didn't go either, but I would love to go to the drone show.
I heard that it was really good. And yeah. They were having traffic problems.
The traffic issues, yeah, well. That's what I heard too.
but the drone show itself was great. And they had one in Japan with thousands of drones.
Yeah.
And number of things.
It's a big big deal.
Well, when the Olympics happened, they did the major drone shows, and that was the first time I had seen that. Of course, that was via watching it through the television.
Yeah.
They've got a handle on it over there. So I'm glad, especially when we think about fires, and I know we were in the Sacramento area. I'm trying to get my microphone here right. Mm-hmm. They are finding a lot of people who did illegal. They tracked them, the people did illegal fireworks. But there were so many beautiful displays of fireworks around the country, several in each area. So anyway, drones are a safer way to do it.
Reading puts on an amazing fireworks show. It really does.
And you know what? While we were watching the mall fireworks from back there, people were live streaming the Reading fireworks.
Oh, were they?
And
I'm sorry.
I don't know what she's doing.
She's taking a drink out of her cup, and the lid isn't on right. And every time she drinks, it pours out the side of the lid.
Sorry.
Thank you. Anyway, they were live streaming the fireworks here, so I could watch that. And watch the ones on at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it looked tremendous.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
The best deal in town, and I'll say, before we take break, the best deal in town for that is you go to a Colt 45s game.
Oh, yeah.
At Tiger Field. You watch the game, and then you just kind of, like, hang out, and because they start the game a little bit early, and then you hang out, and then you can watch. You're right under the fireworks there because you're out on the river. And then you can get in your car and drive out without any traffic.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, and they said they were filled up. They were filled up Saturday.
Yeah.
Kill 45s. Good. Okay, let's take our quick break. We're here with Enjoy the Magazine with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada and Linda and her sideshow. And we'll be right back.
Time to kick back, forget about your trouble, and have a good time. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to welcome
Uncle Cracker
back to the Event Center stage Friday, August 14th.
Drift away with his signature laid-back blend of country, pop, and rock.
Fight with a splash of hip-hop.
Tickets for this feel-good summertime show start at just $25 plus fees.
Must be 21 to attend.
Smile as you enjoy over two decades of multi-platinum top charters.
Reserve tickets today at windriver.com.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Gold Leaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXC-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Reading Rancheria for their support over the years, for providing funding with our story time books for families in the local area.
Big thing is with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Reading Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta County, tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Good morning. We're trying to find out different terminologies in the show of burlesque.
Mm.
So I'm looking it up. But these are the kind of conversations we have. If we could just take
the outtakes,
you know, the outtakes of some of the funniest things, the outtakes. Do you love watching sometimes the TikToks with the two couples where they're falling over and you hear this?
Yeah.
Can't get anything out but that.
Okay, we're here with Enjoy Magazine.
How many times do we laugh till we peed our pants?
Never. The 238th issue, it's Freedom Found, even though it's 4th of July, it's red, white, and blue. So, where do you want to start?
I don't know. What do you have, Rhonda? We've been laughing so much, I forgot to actually look at the first article.
you start with somebody that, Shannon Phillips, What I Enjoy.
Yes, What I Enjoy. We always start there.
Yeah.
What I Enjoy, which is our little segment. I believe it was put together by Rhonda years ago now. It's been quite some time, but we always feature somebody within the North State community, and they can be from anything, do anything, be anyone. And it's always at the front of the magazine, first thing when you come in. But it's just nice to get to know your neighbors. That's the way I look at it. It reminds me of something like Mr. Rogers. Won't you be my neighbor?
Won't you be my neighbor? I love that.
And to get to know. So, yeah, this month we have Shannon Phillips. And, you know, she's somebody that's well-recognized, obviously. Yeah,
she's doing such amazing work.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes we have people that are like, oh, who's that? And then we have people that are more like Shannon who, you know, are way out in front in the community doing things. But, you know, you think you know them, but it doesn't – just because they're in that type of position doesn't mean you really know who they are, because so many of them have really incredible backstories of, you know, where they came from, how they came to Reading, or if they're, you know, native to – or born here, I should say. I always encourage people to check out that article just because – it's a good way to get to know people, see who they are, their faces, and then if you see them out in the community, to be able to approach them and say, hey, I saw your article and Enjoy, and I appreciate the words that you have for our community, and, you know, thank them or get, you know, learn what they do. And if you like, you know, you're so passionate and can get involved somehow, you know, if they have some type of a program or work that, you know, people can – yeah. Donate their time,
right,
or whatever.
Sure.
There's so many different things.
And that's a big helm. The CEO of the McConnell Foundation is a big role to take over.
Rhonda, do you come up with these questions?
Yes, I do.
can you pull that up in front, your microphone? Put it in front of you. And can you turn her up?
Thank you.
Okay, try again.
Yes, I
okay,
do.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. Okay, you know, because this is a great question, and do you give them a chance? I mean, you just don't ask them over the phone. You send it to them, right?
I send them a list of questions, yes.
Good. Okay, because what fictional TV or movie world would you most want to live in for a week? What a great question that is.
Okay, and I have to be honest. I don't always – I have a book that has – questions.
I still had to pick it out.
So that's that's how
but,
I get the questions.
That isn't. Yeah. That's a great question.
Never share your sources.
I want to know that book
that
is.
That would be, you know, if you could live in that scenario for a week, what would it be?
Yeah.
Wow.
Gosh, that would be
Lawrence
hard to narrow.
Of Arabia.
That would be hard to narrow it down to just one period, because I'd have quite a few that I would want to try out.
Oh yeah.
Anyway.
So they're just icebreaker questions, and they're just I think they're
cool.
Fun, and that's a good way to go up to somebody and say, hey, I saw that you really liked the movie Eat, Pray, Love. I really like that movie, and there's a conversation starter. You know what I mean?
Or you walked. I don't know why I think I knew this, because Shannon's been on the show before. And what was the most memorable place you've ever traveled? They walked from the Camino de Santiago from Portugal to Spain.
Yeah,
that was probably a couple hundred miles at least. So
she didn't mention that she was in 12. Four-star hotels along the way where she took a break at each location. I don't know.
I think there was a doctor here at one point. His family owned a place that would have been in that area.
You're right. And people would go
through. Yes, and they do the walk.
There's a doctor. She's skin. Doctor, I don't know. Her brother was somebody that did a lot of that. He wrote books here about those walks. He did all those really unique walks.
We need to look into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a dermatologist in town.
Yeah. What's her name?
I can't think of her name.
Not Betsy Strati.
Yeah, Strati.
Oh, my God. She's in my book club.
Yes.
So we'll have to ask her.
Joel.
Joel. Is
her
name.
Joel has several books out of him. And
He's not the one that's travels all over the world still.
Oh, Jewel's been on our show.
You mean the idiot in the Odyssey?
Yes.
Oh, my God. He's been on our show. Okay, yeah. That I didn't know that was your brother.
Joel. That's Joel. Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God. This is too weird.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I really enjoy her. So, yeah. Okay. So, that's
See, it
Shannon.
Took a village to figure that out.
Well, we just visited, speaking of McConnell, I went to the Y, and they're doing a – we're going to talk about that in another, but they're doing a big capital campaign with their – with some wonderful things, the programs. I would never have understood until I did a full on, like a 45-minute tour of what the Y is doing. And the McConnell bought that, what used to be the other gym there. They bought that building for the Y. And so they're breaking that out, doing some wonderful things. And you'll have to do a story on that one time. But the McConnell Foundation made it possible for them to have this building, and we look around and we think about how many things they bought, the, you know, downtown areas, so on and so forth, of what they're doing to beautify and make our down our area here successful. So yeah. God bless that.
And they don't have to be here. No. That's the thing too. So that's they're pretty special. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. What's next?
So we have the Reading Regatta, Lake Reading Regatta coming up. And that is something they started back up last year, and it's in August, and I don't remember the dates, but it began in 1927 in Reading.
My goodness.
Yes, and they're still riding on one of the pillars on the train trestle.
Okay.
The diesel horse there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
It's about 75 participants. But they're hoping for 100 plus, and we're talking racers. So if you look at, if you are able to get this magazine and go online, which we hope you do, you'll see that you'll see paddle boarders, you'll see, kayakers, and it might be fun just to be part of it, even if you're not a racer, just to be part of what it is to be in the experience of enjoying our beautiful waters that we have here, and, what this whole, you know, being part of this historical thing that's, you know, it's a downtown parade and a carnival at Caldwell Park.
And that's on the 1st and 2nd of August.
They had over 100 this year. I think they had a pretty full group this year.
I don't know how they do it because that water is so cold.
It is so cold.
So cold.
I guess that's like anything else. You get your body used to.
Yeah, I
you
guess.
You get your body used to
it's
it.
It's like in the 40s, isn't it?
No, it wouldn't be in the 40s. It might maybe in the 60s.
I think it's in the 60s. Kinda, yeah, and that's freaking
cold. It's still cold.
Me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's coming up, and that's exciting. Let's see what else we got here.
We have Don't Mind Me, I'm on the Lookout. That's a really cool article. I think we've done something similar to the in the past, but this one actually is.
Oh, they haven't had it yet. I thought they'd already had it.
That's why I thought they had.
Well,
they had
but,
a lot,
but they were on the show, and I was thinking they said they had, you know, 100 plus
they're hoping
coming
to have
this.
100. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, maybe that was it.
Yeah.
This is on page 62 and 63, and this is the Shasta Trinity Historic Lookouts open for summer stay. These are the old fire lookouts that are up on the tops
right.
of the mountains overlooking everywhere.
You could stay up there?
Yeah, you can rent them, yeah, $75 a night. And there's a little mountain Hoffman lookout in McLeod. And then there's the Hertz Mountain lookout in Shasta Lake area. They also have the Girard Ridge lookout near Dunsmuir. The Post Creek Lookout in Hay Fork, and the Forest Glen Guard Station in Weaverville area.
I've been up to the Weaverville one.
Yeah. So they're all different configurations. You'd have to look them up and see, you know, how many people that they
This is a
hold.
Cool, yeah, especially for those who like to hike and take your animals and
But
just,
look at that
yeah,
picture. Geez. I'm not sure which one that is. Does it say right here on the edge? Anyway, I mean, how cool is that? Look at you're literally at the
My
tippy top,
God, yeah.
overlooking.
I think a photographer's dream.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, the thing is,
that's
is,
great.
Is, if this sounds like a good idea, if you can drive up to it, that's one thing. But if you have to,
some
hike,
of them, I guess, I didn't read the whole article, but some of them are you can reach with a 4-wheel drive, and some of them you do have to,
you
hike,
have to hike
in,
yeah.
because you have to bring your water
mm-hmm.
and your food and everything
all
that
your
you
blank,
would use,
yeah.
everything,
sleeping
toilet paper,
bags,
all of that.
Yep.
Now one of them though,
no, in the
up around the Weaverville, yeah,
that is a stock kitchen, twin beds. You know, flush
indoor
and a flush toilet, which is nice in the middle of the night. You don't have to go down all these steps to, you know.
Yeah, but just so you know, it flushes right onto the ground right below you.
No,
right,
I'm just joking. I'm sure it goes into a tank.
It flushes into the sink.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a really cool thing, you know, and again, that's page 62, 63, or like you said, if you don't have a copy of the magazine and want to look it up, you can go to enjoymagazine.com. And
on your next page, you know, we got to take a break.
I was just reading about one of the fire watchers up in this one area, and every 3 weeks, this guy brings in like an 8-mule pack train. It's the only way they can get the stuff up to him. And then the guy has to stop at a certain point and lead the mules up two at a time because there's only room up there because of the terrain. For room for two mules, and he unloads it, takes them back down, takes the next ones up. And this guy gets everything you need, and that includes water and everything. And then the guy heads on back down the hill, and they've got three of these stations out there, and this is all this pack train does, is deliver this kind of, you know, deliver their supplies every 3 weeks to them. Okay, let's do take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. He's been doing this for close to 30 years. He's been through all the schools, and he knows how to fix a windshield. And when he does, he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. You give him a call, come on in, let him take a look at it. It's a free inspection and analysis of your windshield and the crack in it or the chips. He takes it into a climate-controlled area, he fixes it, and then you're on your way in a quick time and at a very fair price. You're not going to be disappointed. This is Crackmaster Windshield Repair, located at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 to set up an inspection or an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a better-known business. Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and we'll be right back.
Looking for quality outdoor gear while supporting a local veteran-owned business? Check out NorCal Outfitters, proudly based right here in Redding, California. Built on a passion for the outdoors and the values that make our community strong, NorCal Outfitters offers apparel and gear designed for hunters, anglers, outdoorsmen, and anyone who loves the outdoor lifestyle. And right now, we're excited to announce our partnership with Ultimate Predator Outfitters to give you a chance to win an incredible 3-day guided California hog hunt experience. Your ticket includes lodging, expert guides, and the opportunity to create memories that last a lifetime. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or looking to experience your first guided hunt, this is an opportunity you won't want to miss. Support local, support veteran-owned, and enter today by purchasing your raffle tickets at ncofit.com. That's ncofit.com. NorCal Outfitters, born for the wild, worn for life.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees? 3 to 4 feet per year? Drought tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding, or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement with the TAG or ADT programs. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Fall classes start August 17th. Visit shastacollege.edu/start to make your success a reality at Shasta College.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Wednesday, the 8th of July, 7:36 in the morning, 64 degrees out there. Going to go up to about 96 or 97 today in this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading that Linda has.
Well, we've sent several people.
They've got little display cases that says Linda.
I haven't been there in a while, but I'm going to go take my wedding ring in to have it, you know, cleaned and looked at because, you know, we've been banging it around summertime, cleaning, fixing, doing stuff. Four Winds Jewelry, and they've been voted best of the North State for 4 years in a row, so that says something. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. That's Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Speaking of celebrations, we found out at the break that Riverfront Playhouse is going to be celebrating 45 years.
Yep. July 10th in 1981 was our very first play.
Man.
Yeah. Do you know what the play was?
It was called Seesaw.
Oh.
Yeah. The original.
Yeah. So we're having a party on the 11th, an open house, and for anybody who wants to come and get a tour and learn about what we're doing, and we got a lot of stuff going on.
Then also, which is great, so we need to have you guys come on and cover plays, and I know we usually do that, but bring in some of your actors and actors again, and we'll run those commercials. We love to give the tickets away and celebrate what it is to attend local theater. We love it.
Is the word actress, is you're not supposed to use that, actors for male or female,
we
right?
We just use actor, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, an actress, I don't know. Well, In my era, you would say actress.
Am I going to be pilloried?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Yeah. No.
Well, it's the same as flight attendant and a steward.
Yeah.
Right? Now I think there's one word.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Waitress and now
waiter.
Server.
Yeah. Also, another big milestone is that Enjoy, let's talk about, because we're here with the founders of Enjoy, Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. We always love Masada. I said Masada, but Masada. Oh,
that's fine.
Having you on once a month, and of course today's. Usually it's the first Monday, but
we also go by King and Queen.
King and Queen. You are celebrating.
It's that time of the month again. Here comes Enjoy.
And you've got a milestone. You're celebrating
in October. It'll be our 20th anniversary.
That's a big thing.
Yeah. Yep. And it's crazy.
And we're trying to plan something to celebrate that for, I'm not sure what the time period is.
We're picking all your friends to say Tahiti.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's close. That's
exactly
on the list.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to be doing something.
No, it can be on the list.
Yeah. At Turtle Bay.
All right. That's great.
So I love. We can come and.
Yeah. How we partner with a lot of.
Just a lot of, you know, our advertisers are what make our magazine free for everybody to pick up. And so kind of a thank you to them and the writers who,
photographers
yeah. And you know, a lot of people have helped us along the way. So.
And I'm seeing some articles with some new writers that you have. It looks like, are they freelance?
Yes.
Yeah.
All the writers are freelance. Yeah.
All right. So,
community members, you know.
And community members. Yeah. So I'm seeing things in here. Like, I love to look at
That we're clear. I just like to make sure that people know that just because they're community members and freelance, they're compensated.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
yes.
So the magazine not only is a great thing for the community and our advertisers help to make it happen. There are quite a few people that are being compensated and paid and, for all their work. It's a great.
Well, we've known you since the beginning, and we will tell you, and you'll share with our listeners, that you're just complete pros. How you treat people, how you approach, how you really embrace the community.
I really appreciate that, and I think the thing that I would like to say most is, realistically, for 20 years, we have stuck to the same motto. We haven't manipulated ourselves and changed to kind of, you know, stay a course or anything, because we started out with a good arrow, right? And Rhonda does an amazing job of sticking to that and treating people fair. And there's just no ill bone in the organization's body, right? If something happens and it's not exactly right, it was never
right.
Would never have come from malice,
right? And we know that we've, you know, you sometimes it's life. It's like our radio station. Sometimes we can't help it if the tower, something happens electrically. You know, we're waiting for parts. Well, I mean, how many people aren't waiting for things? So anyway, you do the best that you can.
Down to even like spelling.
It's about your, it's about the integrity aspect of, you know, just have patience, have kindness. We're doing everything we can with 100%. You know, it's like live theater in a certain sense, you know, every now and then.
Yep.
Someone forgets a line, or the electricity goes out.
Yep. Or a byline is incorrect.
Yeah.
Or a byline is incorrect.
We've been in here when you've looked at something, and something was just off, and you were just so upset about it.
Oh, gosh, it makes me crazy.
And I was going, I don't think anybody would notice that.
We all need mental health when she finds a mistake.
And that's what's kept you so successful, too, is that because the details do matter. And anybody who is a decorator or designer or party planner or store owner or designer of a magazine, the details matter, and they will drive you crazy. So you have to do mental health. You know, like, have your grandkids around you and realize what's, you know, and some of the recipes in here this month. Oh my God, the recipes. But let's talk about the one of the articles you have about swimming. And, when I did this tour of the Y, we are going to become members again. We fell off for a little bit, but for no reason at all, except for just whatever. But they have a saltwater pool and a regular pool, and how important it is for any human being walking on the planet to be able to know how to swim.
Mm-hmm.
You never know,
right,
in your life, how come you need to know how to be able to control your body in water. So you have this wonderful article.
Well, this article features Phoebe Natina, who has been teaching swimming lessons for more than 50 years. That's pretty incredible.
And I can say, personally, I have a very, very close relationship with Phoebe, and that's because she taught me to swim.
Oh, man.
Is that right?
When I was six.
Wow.
In the pool of some friends out in Palisadro. And then we moved to the Casablanca Hotel. That's where on the Miracle Mile, where I learned to swim, was in the Stevenson, Dr. Stevenson's pool in Palisadro and the Casablanca. And Phoebe was my teacher.
Mm.
And that's, she goes, I know that she teaches at Riverview Golf.
Right.
She teaches there. She teaches all over the place.
Okay, so she moves around and teaches classes.
Yep.
She taught every single one of my kids to swim.
I think she's taught half of Reading or more.
No, I mean, like everybody.
Well,
yeah.
And one of the things she says is you don't need, not everybody needs to learn how to play the piano, but everybody needs to learn how to read and swim.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she's absolutely right.
And ride a bike, she says.
Oh, and ride a bike. There you go. So you get to the swimming hole.
And she comes, a lot of people know Phoebe. She comes from a humongous family that is well recognized here in Reading.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, they own, I mean, they have spring water and
right.
Christmas tree farms.
Yeah, yeah,
and like,
yeah.
You know. So
they're a wild bunch up in the mountains.
Oh yes,
right?
They are. They are mountain people, and but they're
love it.
But they're incredible people.
Yep.
And many of her children are swim coaches and teachers, and she's a mother of nine.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So she's raised
nine
children.
Babies.
Yep.
Yep.
And one of her daughters was my nanny.
Wow.
I mean, it's wild.
Yeah.
But they're just salt of the earth people.
So she'd be a wonderful person to interview.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you have interviewed.
They don't take any guff. They're very strong.
Oh yeah, I like that. Well, yeah, because when you're growing up in the mountains like that, and you've got eight siblings, you better be survival. But anyway, so I know for myself, I was talking about how the pool meant a lot to me because my mom worked, and I remember when I grew up, and it would have been in Pleasant Valley. I'm thinking this would have been Placerville. It was Pleasant Valley area. I don't know exactly, but it was. My mom would work, and I would do summer school every year, and my mom and dad both worked. So summer school, go early. At lunchtime, she would take me after summer school to the pool, drop me off at the county pool.
Oh, my gosh.
And I would be at the county pool for 4 hours until she'd get off work. And so what do you do? I mean, I swam in swim meets. I learned to swim. I loved the pool.
Yeah.
And I loved swimming in any kind of water, preferably in the Caribbean. But I don't know so much now after Jaws. But
what a time to be able to just drop you off at the pool.
Yeah, what a time. And we just, you know,
know that you'd come back and you'd be there.
Yeah. And so, but, you know, it was part of just being being on swim teams and taking, you know, to have the social. But the pool is just a great place, and it's important, I think, for everybody, like you say, from six on, for infants.
I hate to interrupt, but we do have a break here.
Oh, my God.
I will tell you this, though. If you're a swim parent, you know, your kid's on a swim team, stand by, because you will be out there for 2 and 3 days at swim meets.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll be timing. You'll be doing. You'll be standing out there or sitting underneath the umbrellas and for your child to compete for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really,
I did that for years.
I know. I mean, it's like, well, anyway,
I was a
let's
swimmer.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Thank you.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
It's the year of the horse, and your luck is running wild at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us for our $100,000 Year of the Horsepower Swipe to Win. Play and enter to win a brand new Ford Mustang, a legendary car, and a massive win. Drawings Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. Cash drawings June 25th and July 30th. Final drawing Thursday, August 27th, where you could win up to $1,500 for a brand new Mustang. Your adventure begins here. Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls the state Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com, takes you right to our website. You look at the archives for all of our local shows, weather on air, veterans issues, news feeds from different areas, so you're getting it from different points of view, everything on our website right there. Today, the 8th of July, 7:52 in the morning, our guests are James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy, and their 230 Enjoy magazine, 238th issue.
Issue, yes. Yeah.
Whoa, and you're approaching, what did you say, approaching 20 years.
20 years.
Okay, so on page 48.
On this last break,
yes,
we realized how old we were. Looking at Rhonda's grandchildren, who I still think are all babies, and one of them's 17.
Right. And it's just
and
weird.
I was just like, oh, no.
Yeah, they're just...
I know. And I've got photos of me with my granddaughter the day she was born. She's 23 now, and just finished her master's up. It's like... Whoa.
It's happy and sad all at the same time.
Yeah. It's just they become like adults that can vote.
And even like the magazine starting 20 years ago and thinking about, you know, James had twins that were a year old when we started. Michelle was pregnant with her now almost 19-year-old daughter.
Wow. Who just, 19 or 20. Moved with family to Idaho.
Yeah.
So she's empty nesting right now and losing her mind, I'm sure.
Okay, now James, you said you really like this article. It's A Bug's Life on page 48.
I like bugs.
Right.
I mean, they don't freak me out like some people, so I find them very fascinating. And I knew that this existed, but I didn't really know. It's called It's a Bug's Life, Beneficial Insects Raised in Shasta County. And this is an article about a woman that purchased, I think she purchased, or it was a family business, and she's now taken it on and expanded it, about they raise bugs that are used to kill other bugs in the farming industry, or one thing that they did for a long time is they raised a special kind of wasp that killed fly larvae. So you would put them in the stalls with your horses to control, or your livestock to control the fly population.
Yeah.
So instead of using harsh chemicals, they use bug warfare. And this company.
Oh, no, you can buy this stuff everywhere. Yeah. You see it a lot.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all over the world, but I didn't realize that they've expanded. So they were, I think, out in Oak Run, and then now their corporate offices are here in Redding, but they also have a growing facility in Ontario, Canada, and they ship, insects all over the world.
Fascinating.
But they're the largest in the United States of this kind of, I guess it's, what do you call it? Beneficial
insectary,
yeah. So the picture they have is one of these little lace wing things, and they talk about how, you know, it looks like a little character from Bugs Life or Pixar, and they said, but when it's in its pupal form, it's ravenous with its jaws, and it will eat aphids and
600 aphids. It can eat in its larva stage until it goes through its metamorphosis.
Yeah. So you put these in your crops or in your fields, and they control the bugs, the bad bugs, by eating them. And my question, I had a bunch of questions immediately. I'm like, so if you pour tons of these, does it change the balance of nature? But then I'm assuming what happens is once they eat up everything and there's nothing to eat, then they die off too. So I guess that's what naturally controls
it. I know. That's a great question.
Because I'm always like, you know, oh, let's, you hear these horror stories, you know, in this country or that country, they brought in this animal to kill this animal, or whatever, and then that animal takes over.
Like our wolf population.
Or maybe they get eaten up by birds or whatever.
Yeah, that's true too.
It says it's, the big seller locally is Aureus insidiosus, known informally as the minute pirate bug. An aggressive generalist, the pirate bug uses its front legs to capture their prey. Thrips, mites, aphids, white flies, and moth eggs. Before using a sharp needle-like beak to pierce the victim's body and inject a paralyzing saliva, the pirate bug completes its grisly task by sucking out the prey's
juices.
Liquefied inside.
Yikes.
After all, it's a bug eat cat world. After all. That's great.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what? I think it's amazing, way better than pesticides.
I had
this conversation with my brother about pesticides the other day, about how if you don't, you know, put pesticides and stuff on a, certain lawns, that, you know, you get the mealworms and all that other stuff like that in camping. On somebody's lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got hornets all through his yard, and he's got all these different. It was hilarious, his battle against hornets. Because you put these hornet traps out, and they get into him. And he says, "Oh yeah."
He should know about this article.
Yeah,
yeah. And finally, tell us a little bit about your chocolatier. What's going on, and the name of it, and where you are, and now that you're open, and give us a visual inside of the scene.
So close your eyes.
Okay.
Taking a deep breath. No. Inhale the smell of melted chocolate. No. So it's Spencer James Confectioners, obviously after my name and my business partner, Spencer. And we are 1409 Market Street. We are right across from the Hearth and near Taste and See and Cinder's Pizza. So we're in the little downtown area. We're working on it. We are having to put in a full kitchen. We have a kitchen down the street that we already produce everything at, but we're having to put in a second kitchen. So it's taking us a lot longer to get up and running fully the way we want to. But we are open, and we are doing gifting, and we are selling chocolates, and we're just loving it. You know, you can come in and buy it by the piece. You can buy it by, you know, 2 pieces, 12 pieces. We can box it. We can ship it. You name it. And then we've got a little store inside there that, you know, we bring in chocolates from other local companies, other companies throughout California and all over the world. So it just continues to grow every day. Once our kitchen's done, we'll be able to activate all the other things that we really want to do.
Well, of course, you do everything first class. So I would recommend anybody walking in the downtown area to please go in and see what's going on inside, because it's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. You had
just launched our Spencer James Summer campaign.
Oh.
So we're doing chocolate-dipped frozen bananas.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and Balboa bars.
And what's a Balboa bar?
So it's a traditional in Balboa Island down in L.A., and we're just kind of mimicking it. You said vanilla bar on a stick and dipped in chocolate, and then you roll it either in nuts, sprinkles, Keith bar. But we also, taking it up a step further, we actually have gotten peanut butter. So you can we can dip it in chocolate, then in peanut butter, and then in chocolate again. So it's chocolate, peanut butter, chocolate.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh.
And that can be either on the bar or the banana. So that's a kind of summer special.
Mm. All right, we have to run now. You can get Enjoy everywhere, all the different places. You can go in and pick them up. But you can also get your own, you can go online and all that.
And check out the wonderful recipes. My goodness.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that macaroni salad.
And the wood planked salmon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, too.
Yeah, so much.
Thank you for publishing Enjoy. It's just a really good part of our
We love you being with us.
Hey, when we come back from the news, we've got our Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Ukraine will be getting a big boost in its struggle to defeat the Russian invaders. President Trump says the U.S. is going to license its Patriot air defense systems to be made overseas for Ukraine. Iran may have reaped the whirlwind by continuing to attack shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Ceasefire with the U.S. now lies in tatters.
I think it's over.
President Trump says the U.S. preparing for another night of strikes on Iran, the potential targets to include civilian infrastructure as well as the energy hub of Karg Island. The president with harsh words for the Iranian leadership.
As far as I'm concerned, it's just a waste of time dealing with them. They're liars. We make a deal. And they will, if I make a deal with him, we have a deal. And he goes out, he talks. We make a deal. Everyone's agreed. No nuclear weapon. We make a deal. They go outside, talk to the press. They say, we never even talked about it.
Along with military action, the U.S. has revoked a license authorizing the sale of Iranian oil. If Graham Platner plans to drop out of the U.S. Senate race in Maine, Democrat better do it soon. The deadline for abandoning the race, Monday. His support is drying up amid fresh sexual assault allegations against the man with the Nazi tattoo. The cost of snail mail continues to climb, and not at a snail's pace.
The U.S. Postal Service is once again raising the price of forever stamps and other postal rates. On Monday, the stamps will increase in price by 4 cents and will now cost 82 cents each. The increase to offset rising operational costs as the post office continues to lose money. Forever stamps purchased prior to July 12th will continue to work.
And that's correspondent Laura Winters. It's obvious Wall Street nervous about the Iran situation. Stocks deep in the red. The Dow down 757 points, while the Nasdaq is off 181 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline, 800-305-6762. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-305-6762 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. That's 800-305-6762 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-305-6762.
On it goes.
A Russian attack on Kyiv has taken the life of a woman and injured two more people, according to the city's administration. Ukraine's State Emergency Service says the Russian attack damaged several administrative buildings and warehouses, as well as a garage complex and several city trams. Ukraine's Air Force reports Russia fired 169 long-range strike drones and 7 missiles, including 5 ballistics, at the country last night. Air defenses shot down or jammed 139 of the drones, while all 5 ballistic missiles and 20 drones inflicted damage at 15 locations. Meanwhile, on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Ankara, Turkey, President Volodymyr Zelensky has met with Italy's Premier Giorgia Meloni. During the meeting, Meloni reaffirmed Italy's support for Ukraine and for a just and lasting peace in the conflict with Russia. I'm Charles Deletesma.
News and analysis at townhall.com. Well, most people might agree this is a rather unusual sport.
Virtual taekwondo gaining popularity as a structured competitive discipline in Southeast Asia. The sport combines VR technology with traditional techniques to bring on tech-savvy young people. Athletes wear VR headsets and motion sensors in the non-contact matches. Unlike conventional taekwondo, the virtual matches are not separated by age or weight. Jason Walker reporting.
More about Greenland. Denmark vowing to defend the territory after President Trump suggested the U.S. really should control Greenland. The statement came during the NATO summit in Turkey, which is supposed to show unity among the allies. Denmark's prime minister emphasizing Greenland's right to self-determination, also stating that it's not for sale. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM right here in Wind River Studio. So, good morning. It is the 8th of July, 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben's here.
Good morning.
National.
It was National Chocolate with Almonds Day.
There you go. You know, I can't help but I'm going to have to go down to Spencer James. I'm going to go down and get their vanilla ice cream bar that's going to be dipped in chocolate right down the street.
Doesn't that sound good?
It does.
Yeah.
And you can put little nuts on them and everything.
Well, they have banana, or they have they have
a chocolate-covered banana.
Too. Yeah.
Or chocolate-dipped banana.
Yeah, chocolate-dipped and banana. What was the other one called? From
Balboa.
Balboa. Yeah, the Balboa Bar. Give you an update on the weather. Today's going to be around 98. Tonight, overnight lows of 67. Now we get to triple digits on Thursday, which is 103, 69 tomorrow night. Friday's going to call for about 100. Saturday the same. And Sunday around 101. So, just know that we're going to be into the triple digits through the weekend. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. It is a veteran-owned company as well. Three generations strong, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And we're so happy to have with us this morning.
And?
What?
Discounts.
For seniors and veterans.
You said that.
Yes.
I forgot.
Well, just stay in your lane.
Okay. I'll shut my pie hole.
Okay, show you.
Hey, I'm here. We're here with Ty Jones, who is the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're looking
dapper. How are you?
Thanks. Thank you. I'm doing well. You know, I'm a big fan of the dark chocolate peanut butter cups they have at Spencer James Chocolate. Yeah, it's really good.
Is that good too?
You know, it's like it's like a 100 times better than a Reese's. It's so good.
Well,
I kind of like Reese's.
I do.
I mean, not all the time, but occasionally,
When you go to a chocolatier like Spencer James and you taste their chocolate, it's like the other stuff is,
so
you don't have a taste after that. I mean, it's like the real thing.
Okay, buddy. 4th of July.
Yeah.
Just this past weekend. And the Freedom Festival. Huge.
Huge.
And we were in Sacramento, and the Linda's daddy's birthday, 95th.
Wow.
And, I'm just amazed at this guy. I mean, she's 93. They live in a three-bedroom house, swimming pool, gardening, getting their hair done, shopping. Oh, no, they are operating they are operating well. So we were down there, so I was kind of watching the mall. You know, the big extravaganza.
Yeah.
But people were live streaming the Freedom Fest. So I was watching that too, and it looked great.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, we can see it from our house, but my wife went down there, and again, we talked about this a little bit before, the Reading red carpet, which I'm not here to plug.
Right, but
she
went down
there, and she said it was, you know, just as busy as ever. I used to go down there as a kid from Weaverville. We'd come down, go to the Freedom Festival, and then drive back home after fighting all the traffic. And I'm grateful I can see it from my place now. But, you know, gosh, I mean, what do they have down there? Like 10,000 people?
10,000 people
incredible.
Plus, yeah.
Well, you know, and I've said it, and this is the last time I say it, I'll say it. If you went to the Colt 45s game.
I heard that was a good show, too. A good turnout.
Oh, it loaded the place.
Yeah.
Because
right.
people could go to the baseball game and then watch the fireworks.
From Civic, yeah. It's not like they did their own.
Yeah.
No, and from the Tiger Field.
Right.
And then they didn't have the
traffic.
Yeah. I heard, and you can get a hot dog
and they had
beer
the vendor,
and all the
yeah,
things.
Yeah, they had the vendors there. You know,
and the rodeo food. Grounds. The rodeo... Well, our association, they did a little party that night, too, so people could watch from the rodeo.
Yeah. Can you watch from the rodeo? Because that's where they shoot them off, right? Like in the arena.
No. They're shooting.
Downtown.
The last time I saw them, they were shooting them from behind the Civic.
They've got that all in that area. Big parking lot that you guys...
Well, they got that area back there that I saw them set up.
Like where the trailers park
ago.
And stuff?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
But the thing is, you got a great place there to see, and there was a barbecue for the association, but you still got all that traffic.
Yeah.
To get out of.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's fun.
But they, you know what? They do well with the traffic.
Yeah. No, it gets out quick. I mean, all the events I've been to lately down there, rodeo and everything else, I mean, it gets out pretty quick now. And I live on this side, so I can kind of go right and get out. And
yeah.
It's pretty easy. But 4th of July is busy for us, too, because I'm from Weaverville, which I talk about all the time. So my folks are still up there, and we are in the Weaverville 4th of July parade.
Oh, man,
every
I
year.
Love that
so,
parade.
You know, we're not a club. It's just for fun. So it's Jones' family and friends, and we decorate my truck, and the kids decorate their bikes. And
oh, how fun.
Like, other kids squirts other, you know, people with water guns. It's a lot of fun.
Y'all had a rodeo up there?
There was a rodeo on Friday night the 3rd, which we did not make it to. They did have mutton busting, which I found out very last minute.
Mm.
And I was up there, but you had to have your own helmet and jacket. I'm like, oh. Mm. Carries around a helmet. I don't have a helmet jacket for my 6-year-old, so I was hoping to get him in. But I heard they have mutton busting at the Trinity County Fair this Sunday, for like a kids area. So I got to get Tanner training. He's got 1 year left for the mutton busting. He'll be 7. He'll be 7 in September. So he's got 1 year
on
left.
How about Hayfork Fair? That's a big one.
Yeah. No, the Hayfork Trinity County Fair. That's this weekend.
Oh,
I think
okay.
it started today. So.
Okay.
Do they still have mule races?
That was amazing.
I don't know if they have the mule
God,
races.
God, that
or
was
not.
Great.
They have a demolition derby, which I'm a big fan of, on Saturday.
Yeah.
They had one Saturday night in Weaverville, but it was the same night as the 4th of July fireworks down
Linda
here.
Linda and I were drove in a demolition derby years ago.
Oh, nice.
They called it a stock car race. But it was kind of like a demolition derby. We had a lot of banging going on there and people running into each other. All of this, though, are big pluses.
Yeah, a lot of good things going on.
For Shasta County.
Yep.
And then, Shasta Lake with the drone thing.
I heard that was awesome, too. I saw a picture. I don't know who took it, but I saw a picture on Facebook. I think Matt Doyle reshared it.
Yeah.
And it was a bunch of, you know, someone on the lookout kind of looking at the dam. And you could see hundreds of boats in the water right there by the dam. And, I mean,
well,
I heard it was
the
awesome.
The one thing I heard was they didn't expect that kind of turnout. So next year, the traffic thing is going to be different.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know.
But the displays, I understand, were really good, and it was the first of its kind.
Yeah.
And then you have Anderson explodes on Friday.
Yeah.
My gosh, you know what? Don't tell me you didn't see fireworks.
Oh my gosh,
this year. How could you avoid them?
Yeah, Weaverville does theirs on Friday, so we go see them on Friday in Weaverville at the elementary school, and then we do the parade. We do the pancake breakfast in the morning. They do an amble firing.
Right,
when I say amble firing. Like, my staff, they're younger than me, they're like, what are you talking about?
Yep.
It's like, you just put gunpowder between two anvils, and then the kids torch it off, and it makes a big boom. And really, they're like, why do you do that? I'm like, it's just loud.
Does the anvil go up in the air?
A little bit. It doesn't go up high. You know, they only do so much, so it only goes up probably, you know, maybe 6 inches max.
There's a whole, like, 3 or 4 days of the whole Weaverville tradition.
Oh, it's so fun.
So the anvil, is that only on the 4th, or do they start that?
Only on the 4th.
On the 4th.
So it's like 6 a.m.
Yes.
to about 10. So
my
folks live in town, and you can hear it. I mean, we're a couple miles away, but you can hear it. It wakes you up at 6.
Wakes you up
it's
at
loud.
6.
It's loud. Okay. It's a lot of fun, though.
Then they have the bell ringing and the singers. And then, of
course,
people
and
come
softball.
From all over to come back home for this 4th of July parade.
Yeah, it was amazing. It's so fun up there. So I love it.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break and come back, and then we can start talking some of the other things that are happening here business-wise, mm-hmm. and will have a favorable impact on Redding and Shasta County. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Two divisions, financial management and insurance. And Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993. She understands the ins and outs and all of the parts of making sure that you are well insured and that you are financially stable. She's got two groups of professionals that she oversees, and to make sure that if you've got questions, how about insurance questions? What about maybe is your 401 doing what it's supposed to be? Well, Judy offers a free review and evaluation. You just give them a call at 530-221-0441 and set up an appointment, and they can go through your insurance plans. And insurance is changing dramatically all the time in California. So you need somebody. This is their job. What are the new laws? What are the new coverages? Can you get discounts because you've hardened your house? All of these are questions that they can address and answer for you. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And we'll be right back with the Chamber of Commerce of Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
We're ending the weekend on a high note. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're serving up all the favorites from savory classics to sweet treats. Mimosas included. Get this. All you can eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Gather your friends and family for the perfect relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For full menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
All right, welcome back to this Wednesday edition of our KCNR Free Fire Radio, a morning show with Carl and Linda Bott, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and you know you can always stream our show, which many do, at kcnrradio.com. 8:19 in the morning, and welcome, we've got Todd from Chamber of Commerce.
Todd Jones, CEO
Todd Jones,
of the Reading
the TD.
Chamber of Commerce. I asked, we were talking during the break, there's three different organizations that extol the virtues of this area, the tourism. And why don't you go through these so everybody knows and then say, you know what they do. And my question was, is why do we need three?
Sure.
Well, there's explain to people why we need three of these.
Yeah, so there's three different groups that officially market the Reading area. There's Visit Reading, which is a program of the Reading Chamber of Commerce that is a city contract. There's a long history, which I don't have all the details about, but I can share a little bit. We've run Visit Reading for 5 years. That's a contract from the City of Reading. It's $650,000 per year, funded by TOT. The City of Reading brings in about $7.4 million per year. It's the third largest revenue source for the City of Reading. And Danny Orloff, who works for me, is the Tourism and Marketing Director for Visit Reading. So we have one employee. We have a ton of contractors we work with, vendors, creatives. And then we have Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, which is a TBID, a Tourism-Based Improvement District. And I don't know the exact timing, but about 12 years ago, 15 years ago, the hoteliers in Reading said, hey, we want to market Reading more. This is very common throughout the country. So we're going to assess ourselves. We're going to assess ourselves 2% of all of our revenue from our hotel stays, and we're going to put that back into marketing. So that's a special assessment district. It's almost like a water district. Bad analogy, mm-hmm. But a water district serves the people that are in that district, and they raise funds to serve the district.
So the Reading Tourism and
Marketing Group,
they push obviously Shasta County and Reading, but
yeah.
From the hotel side.
Hoteliers. So the board is made up
of hoteliers?
The board is the short-term rentals, Airbnbs and VRBOs are mandated to pay into that as well.
Okay.
But the board is made up of hoteliers. So you have, you know, Red Lion, Holiday Inn, Best Western, Sheraton. They're the board by law because it serves them. They used to have the Visit Reading contract, and again, 5 years ago, there's a lot of history around that, but the city decided
to. Did you say hysteria?
History.
I know. There's hysteria. It was kind of fun
5 years ago. And then we have Shasta Cascade Wonderland, which is a regional conglomeration for marketing. It's a very small budget. Dave Gowan, who is my buddy, who's the CEO of the Red Bluff Tehama County Chamber.
He's been here.
Who does chamber economic development and tourism for Tehama County, which is very common for chambers to do all three of those functions. And he is the board chair right now. And that's really a marketing conglomeration. So Siskiyou is really involved. Butte County is really involved. Shasta, Tehama, Plumas, Modoc, Trinity. I missed one. Lassen County is involved as well. And so that's really like we're going to bring in, you know, sometimes we'll bring in an influencer from wherever. That's a big part of marketing. And we'll say, hey, let's have that person stop in Butte County, Reading, and Siskiyou County. And we'll kind of all cost share this person coming through town to say, talk about all the great stuff happening. So that's really a smaller organization. But Jennifer Johnston, who used to work for Danny under me, she is the CEO of Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, and she's also the general manager for Shasta Cascade Wonderland, because those two have been linked for ever. They've been linked together, so there's kind of an admin side, but it's really a smaller marketing co-op that's shifting a little bit right now. And it's really, again, it's about that partnership with all the regional counties.
What is your basis of measuring success?
Our big basis, so the hoteliers, our TMG, is heads in beds. That's their number one. That's RTMG. They want heads in beds is what they say. They want more people staying in Reading. Visit Reading, TOT, which is equivalent to heads in beds,
yeah,
is also one of those measures of success, but we have a bit broader scope. Visit Reading, our biggest thing is digital marketing. And I'll explain kind of the differences between RTMG and Visit Reading. But our big thing is, yes, of course we want TOT to stay up, but we also want to have, you know, positive online reputation, right? So we're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on digital advertising per year. And we're, in my opinion, we're the tip of the spear for awareness for the Reading area. So yes, we want more tourism here, but since it's a program at the Chamber, you know, we're really supporting, hey, look at all the great stuff to do here. Great place to, obviously a great place to visit, but, you know, is it a great place to live? There's a lot of people that have come up here and gone houseboating or whatever, and they've decided to move up to Reading. So we think it's a greater, like, this is the reputation of Reading. We want to make sure that we have a strong brand and that we're showcasing the best of the Reading community.
There was a gent that came through, and he did put it, it's on YouTube, and he talked about Red Bluff. Really favorable. And he was out there at the rodeo grounds and all this. Then he did Reading, and it was favorable. Then I just saw one the other day, 10 worst cities to live in Northern California. And Reading was number 7. And I was saying, well, I can't wait to see how, because we've just been getting the best places to at, and what a great place this is. And the heat, he goes, well, you know, it really gets hot here. And then he said, oh, and they're conservative. And, but that was about it.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was why, because it gets hot here. He doesn't say it only gets hot for.
Yeah, Phoenix is the fastest growing country in America, and it's dang hot down there, too. No, so,
yeah. So, and so, but what you're doing is, though, is you're insuring, I guess, is that we get articles online that extol the virtues of Shasta County.
We pay for those writers to come. I mean, most of those don't happen by accident. You know, we're paying for the Sunset Magazine article, the Outside article, the Mountain Bike article. We're paying writers to come here experiencing Reading, and then we hope they write nice things. I mean, that's kind of the assumption if you pay for someone to come to Reading. But all that stuff is intentional, right? We're paying for these. You know, there's a lot of positive stuff.
No, there's nothing
free.
Wrong with that. We're advertising. Yeah. And you don't say, oh, by the way, there was an unconscious person sitting laying there this morning at 6:35 in front of the post office.
Yeah.
Even though there was.
I want to make one point about RTMG and Visit Reading, because there's a lot of confusion. I don't think a lot of people even know who RTMG is, to be quite honest with you.
That's why I asked, because I knew there was three, and I know that two of y'all are working really tight.
We work really close. And Shasta Cascade, we're all really, really close. And the big thing is RTMG, over the last 5 years, since they no longer have that Visit Reading contract, think of it like this. RTMG is the sales arm for Reading. Iron Man would not be coming to Reading if it were not for RTMG. They go out to conferences and trade shows, and they're selling.
And what's that guy's name?
Tim Bauer. He's a Reading sports commissioner.
On. I tell you what, Tim was on with Danny last month.
Yep.
And I was very impressed, because, my friends, this Iron Man is huge.
It's huge.
And Tim got a 3-year contract with this organization that puts these on all over the world. And we're talking literally right now, well, as of last month.
We have about 1,600 people registered.
1,600 people registered. Now, you figure that 16, you double that at least.
At least.
At least, because there's going to be somebody with them. And a lot of times, it's 2 or 3 or 4 people with them.
And people are already coming up here to stay the night and scout the course.
Yeah. And then they're going to be here early so they can ride the course, run the course.
Right.
And they're going to be, and the other thing they do is a lot of them, is they eat a lot of food.
Yeah, they do.
They've been in small towns, and Tim said they've gone to small towns and just literally emptied grocery stores.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we don't have that problem here. We won't have that problem. But what we will have is all of these people here, and they're going to be on the streets and the roads bicycling.
Oh, yeah.
We need to make sure that you understand. All of a sudden, we go from nobody in the bike lanes to 50 people.
Well, they're going to have the whole road.
They're going to be out practicing. Yeah. You've got to be watching for them.
And so just real quick, and I can elaborate on this. Yeah. Reading Tourism Marketing Group is the sales arm. So they're selling for groups, conferences, sports. They brought in the AJGA, all this great stuff. Visit Reading is the advertising arm. So we're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. We work with a great ad agency. We have a new relationship out of a group with in Reno, and they have staff up here as well. And we're spending money on digital advertising, commercials, you know, all this stuff outbound, San Francisco, Sacramento, Reno, and they're the sales side. We're the advertising side for Visit Reading. They're the sales side. And what we've been doing recently over the last few months is we're actually allowing – we're kind of allowing Visit RTMG to operate under the Visit Reading umbrella, because they, for a while they had a brand called Choose Reading, and it was confusing to people to have – we have Choose Reading and we have Visit Reading. So what we're doing is – like, for example, Tim, the Reading Sports Commissioner who brought in Ironman, he's at a conference in Santa Rosa this week selling people to come here for groups.
Mm.
He's using Visit Reading branded stuff now. We're like, hey, you don't have to have a, your own thing. Let's just work under one umbrella. We're not merging. It's a marketing cooperative.
But you're right. We need one.
It's just
because when you see two,
it's more efficient.
Yeah.
Right.
This way, when you can drive them to one. Now,
we need a one-stop shop.
Yeah,
exactly.
Before we take a break, when we come back, I want to talk about the Civic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Happy to.
And, but the other thing is that with the amount of people coming here and the amount of, you know, we're talking about events, and that's why I think we really need to address the Civic. Something's got to happen.
For sure. Absolutely.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Across the parking lot, from I understand, the new Submarama is going to be moving in there. And it used to be Lucky Miller's. But they were founded in 1960, been in that same location since 67. I've been going to that barbershop since I arrived in Reading in 2007. Great haircuts, good people. You can make an appointment so it works on your schedule by either using Booksy or give them a call at 530-244-9478. Like I said, you get a great haircut. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Todd Jones and the Chamber of Commerce.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise. Grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
It's time to kick back, forget about your trouble, and have a good time. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to welcome
Uncle Cracker
back to the Event Center stage Friday, August 14th.
Drift away with his signature laid-back blend of country, pop, and rock. Spiked with a splash of hip-hop.
Tickets for this feel-good summertime show start at just $25 plus fees.
Must be 21 to attend.
Smile as you enjoy over two decades of multi-platinum top starters.
Reserve tickets today at windriver.com.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp, too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yay! You know what? You never see that commercial anymore.
I love that I'm here on Wednesdays every month and that Linda giggles every time that comes on still.
Because didn't you have somebody like that in your life?
Oh, gosh.
In a few places.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, you just like, you tolerate them and then you talk about them 20 years later because they just can't help themselves. They're just like that. So you just kind of like, okay.
We're here with Todd Jones, who's the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. One of the big things, we talked about the three different organizations here that are extolling the virtues of Reading and Shasta County in this region. Three separate organizations, now they're going to come under one. Let me take that back.
We're working together.
They're working together, which they have. But
yeah.
It's going to be under Visit Reading. It will be the
public-facing brand.
The public-face, so people, when they see Visit Reading, but it will be all three of the organizations working
Shasta
to push
Cascades,
people.
More of a regional thing.
Yeah.
So we're all connected, but that's kind of its own thing for regional tourism.
Okay.
It's much, much smaller.
Yeah. Okay. Now, my question is this. Civic's closed. Impact will that have on people wanting to, if people were thinking about coming here and having something happen?
Right.
Like maybe an event or a mini convention.
Because sure.
We couldn't take a big convention, but
yeah.
We could take a mini convention.
Right.
Because we've got enough hotels and all that kind of stuff. What is your take on the closing of the Civic?
Well, I wasn't here last month. I wasn't on the show with you guys. I got up at council in May, and I have a lot of friends that are on the Advanced Reading board who runs the Civic right now. My father-in-law is on the Advanced Reading board.
All right.
Julie Dyer is general manager. She is, she's on my board. So I have a lot of crossover there. But I got up there in May and I basically told the council, because I wasn't sure what they were going to do. Because if we remember, this is again like 2 months ago now, they were going to fund, there was a proposal to potentially fund the Civic through the end of the year or longer. And there's kind of different options on the table. And I basically said, don't give them any more money. Because in 6 months, you might give them money for 6 months, we're still in the same situation.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
I mean, we've seen this train coming for like 5 years. You know, we knew Bethel, big BSSM, was going to move out. And that's going to radically change how the operations work there. And it's a very volatile industry. Advanced Reading did a great job. I mean, they did a wonderful job, but the cost and all the risk involved with bringing in shows, it's a very risky, risky business. So I said, hey, listen, pull the Band-Aid off and let's come up with a long-term strategy. You know, the Riverfront specific plan, which we talked a little bit about off the air, it's coming back to City Council sometime this year. I don't know if it's going to be I don't know when it's going to be. But
I'm glad we spent that million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to come back. And the city really needs to think. I mean, obviously, there's a ton going on right now. There's an efficiency study underway. Those results are going to come out sometimes this later this year as well. But
I think that's going to come out in September.
I've heard, August, September, something like that. So, but what are we going to do with the Civic long term? How are we going to fund it? Because right now, the setup is not great. The touring shows, again, very, very volatile. You can either make a lot of money or you can lose money.
Right.
It's just expensive. So we need to sit down, come up with a long-term plan. And that's something that, I mean, honestly kind of ticks me off about Reading is we have a lot of visionaries in Reading, but we lack a united vision. City council members come and go. City managers, as we've seen, you know, come and go all the time.
Presidents come and go.
But we don't know. Yeah. Like, hey, we got to think 10 years from now. We don't need to think 6 months from now.
And there lies the problem.
Right.
We have a wonderful nation. It's the greatest nation on the face of the earth. But every 4 years, we can go from one side as president to the other side, and it's the same thing. Now, in California, it's all a one-party system,
right.
So they're staying consistently stupid.
Yeah.
But an idea that if you look at, like, Reading Rancheria,
mm-hmm.
they look out 6 generations.
Yeah.
We need to look out at least 10 years.
Right, right.
You know, just 10 years.
Yeah, and what's the sustainable model? I mean, we're looking at this. I mean, in my opinion, you know, the sports park, it's got a lot of challenges. I know there's a lot of people working on that, too. But, you know, if we don't have some major deferred maintenance fixed, I mean, look across the entire city. You know, it's a civic,
we've
the sports park, our roads.
Our deferred budget.
Hundreds of millions.
Well,
hundreds
maybe,
of millions.
Maybe even more
so,
than
you know, and I
okay, here's my idea.
Yeah.
You're going to hear it first here. We need to sell the Civic. Not the waterfront.
We went through that a couple of years ago.
No, but now we need to take a real good look at, you know, where the footprint is right now for the Civic. With the parking lots and the road that goes along it, not the waterfront.
Sure.
But that footprint, and if we could get somebody to buy it and rebuild the Civic or put a new Civic in there, that's something we need to look at.
Well, it's going to have to be a public private partnership, a 3P.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at downtown. That's all a 3P. I mean, the city put a bunch of money in, redevelopment, streets, all that stuff. You know, the city of Reading did a lot for downtown, but then you had K2 and McConnell Foundation, and even some private developers are coming in and taking advantage of this and building
stuff
now.
Absolutely. And we're not talking housing here. We're not talking anything about housing. And the whole thing, still the city gets the final say.
Sure, of course they do.
When it happens. But this is time, maybe it's time to take a look at it. And I mean, seriously, take a look. Look at it.
And the optimistic side of the Riverfront Specific Plan, which there's lots of different different opinions on that, is when the Riverfront Specific Plan is done this year and the City Council approves it, it will enable, theoretically, this is the optimistic side, it will enable someone to come in to potentially do that, and the environmental work's done, the zoning is done, and you kind of have a little bit of a head start that was paid for by the city. But something could happen still, and from my understanding, you could still have some type of sale in theory, or you could have some type of public-private partnership that comes in and, you know, revitalizes that whole civic auditorium.
We need to start thinking, where do we want to be 10 years from now?
And I've talked to some council members.
Next year, 5 years, and 10 years.
I've talked to some council members in the past couple weeks, and, you know, they're optimistic that there could be another operator that comes in. I'm a little less optimistic because, again, in my opinion, you look at the deferred maintenance of that building, I could come in there as a great promoter and a great venue operator, but if my landlord, which is the city of Reading, can't afford to fix the HVAC, which is failing,
which is
with
like
a $5 million bill.
Yeah, $4 to $5 million.
Even if I'm the best operator in the world, if I'm coming in with a crappy landlord, which the city of Reading is the worst, honestly, why would I do that? Why would I put all my risk capital in and try to bring in, you know, these great shows when, you know, the HVAC goes out at me last minute because the city can't afford to fix it. It's a bad deal.
Okay. Now, from what I understand when I'm looking at the budget, the only bright spot is our tourism budget.
Tourism's up. TOT's up.
That our taxes and everything else and with that. They put a projection for a 2.5% gain this year. And that's not true. It has, in fact, been a lot less. The only bright spot has been tourism and TOT. So that seems to be holding steady and even rising.
I think we're going to end the year. We haven't got the final June numbers because it's a fiscal year.
Yeah.
I think we're going to end the year about 4% over projection.
Oh.
Or 4% over last year. Excuse me, 4% over last year.
Okay, so it's two. They were figuring 2.5, so 2%
over TOT, that. For TOT. Which
for TOT.
For TOT, which is a small,
it's
a small number. I mean, we're talking about, you know, I don't know, $35 million or $30 million or so for property tax, $30 million or so for sales tax. TOT is about $7.4 million. So it's a much, much smaller number than property tax and
it's
sales
better
tax.
Than $5 million.
And it's great. And, you know, we're seeing new hotels come online too. We have,
what is this with all these hotels? New hotels. I mean,
well, you know, you look at
it.
Do
we need them?
We've been tracking these numbers for decades, and we see the occupancy, right? So how, like, how, we have about, oh gosh, I should know this number. I think we have about 2,800 hotel rooms in Reading. Some of them are the ones that we might not stay at if we come to town, but we have about 2,800 hotel rooms in Reading, roughly. I think I might have exaggerated that. Maybe it's 25, but you've seen the occupancy.
You don't know some of the places I've stayed in my life.
That's a good point. Maybe we would stay there. Linda would stay there.
Linda has walked into a hotel room, turned around, she says, no. And so I just, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even argue.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've seen the occupancy stay about 50 to 60%. So let's say 55% occupancy. And even with the new hotels that we have coming along, we're staying at like 55%.
Is that good?
So we're keeping up with the demand.
So 55% though, but don't we want like 70?
We would love to. We would love to, but you know,
55 means that they can make a living.
They can make a living, and you know, there's all these other things, the ADR, average daily rate. So how much are they charging for a room, and all these other things. So, but the point is that we've kept up with the demand. It's not like we add a couple hotel rooms and then occupancy goes down to like 40%. You know, we're staying with that, and the hotel operators, these guys are super savvy, and they're doing a ton of research.
Do you remember when they wanted to put the Sheraton up, and they said, all the hotels will say, it's going to ruin the business. And the hotel guys were saying, no, it won't.
No, it's fine.
No, it's fine, because, you know, it brings in more people that we get also.
Yeah, and again, you know, I'm all the hotel operators, they want to be more full, obviously. But, you know, we're having more properties come online. We have the I think it's the Avid Hotel by the Grocery Outlet on Churn Creek is going to open up in the next couple months, too. Yes. There's another hotel there.
I know. When I see them, you know, you see them being built, and it seems like 2 months later, they're open.
Yeah.
You know, from the time they break ground to 2 months later, hey, come on in.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm a pretty hardcore capitalist, so I think competition's good. You know, hey, level it up. I mean, you look at the Sheraton. They have the highest room nights in town. The room rates in town, so they're double the average. But everybody else, you know, they're bringing up their average daily rate as well, which contributes to that increase in TOT, because the more expensive the room is, the more money you're going to get, because you're going to pay 10% on top of your hotel stay, and then that other 2% goes to the TBID, RTMG. Mm-hmm. So there's 12% on top. But you know, you go to Sacramento, San Francisco, any major city, your TOT plus TBID could range from 14 to 18%. You go to San Francisco, there's like 3 T-bids, plus you have TOT, plus you have all these other fees. No one really pays attention to that stuff.
People go, when you go online to, you know, to book something, and it says $100 or $150.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not $150. It's like $200 by the time you get through all the taxes.
All the stuff, yeah. Parking fees, everything else. So
parking fees. You know what? It used to be if you stayed at a hotel, they'd let you just park your car there.
Oh, yeah.
Now they charge you $25.
Yeah.
It's because it's another way of getting money.
Yeah, I'm staying at I'm going to a conference in Fisherman's Wharf in about 3 weeks, and I mean, I got to pay like $55 a night or something.
For parking?
For parking.
It's time to take a break on that one.
All right.
Hey, we're here with Todd Jones, CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. We got good news. Our TOT's up, but we do have to, you know, we've got to start planning for the future here. And I know we've got the riverfront plan, but, you know, and a lot of people had input on that. And it'll be interesting to see when they finally give this final presentation what they're talking about, because now we're talking about developing along the river.
Yep.
In a thoughtful, you know, well laid out plan. But we need to do something about the Civic. And I mean, I'm sitting out here and Todd's sitting out here, and a lot of people are going, wow, you know, I mean, 4th of July was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, and we have another, you got to take a break, but
We'll talk about that as soon as we get back.
Get ready for a night of pure country gold. A true star and entertainer, Tracy Lawrence, is coming to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center stage Saturday, September 5th.
Sing along to the hits that defined a generation.
Tickets start at just $55.
Time marches on.
Don't let the show pass you by.
Get your tickets today.
Must be 21 to attend.
For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Grab your boots. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls and say liars. Whoa! Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
I heard that song a lot during the 4th of July.
Yes,
and they had two Brits that heard that song for the first time. And
you're
they just,
kidding.
Oh, no. They played it for them, and they were like, oh, my God. You know, I mean, you people are so proud of your country.
Yeah. Can I say something really fast about FIFA and bringing the world together? And we did watch, you know, God bless the USA team. And they lost. And Belgium really did play better. I'm sorry they did. Okay, you got to have a winner and a loser. But you know what really bothered me? I'm going to just go back on this about how we need to, when you get behind a team, you need to stay behind a team. It's not like, well, it's over now. We've lost our dream, because that was a bummer. When you've had like this incredible energy and, of course, the red card turnover and all that other stuff, because I listen to Mad Dog Sports, and you have all that stuff going on, and then all of a sudden you lose, and then the stands emptied. I was like, you should have not left those stands, and you should have let those players know, we got you, baby. We got your back.
They should have sung Country Roads.
Take Country Roads. We're proud to be an American, whatever it is. We got your back. You guys played. There's a winner and a loser. And I was like, that was one thing I was upset about. Like, you take a spot check, ladies and gentlemen, and find out why it is that we're just behind a winner. And when they don't win, we're like, we're over with that. You're done.
Well,
you know,
I think that what they did was, what FIFA has done is, in my humble opinion, is it opened up the United States, America, to all these people, tens of thousands of people that came over here. And they saw America without the news
without the new shade in front of them. And they were just amazed at what a great nation we are.
Yeah.
And we know we're a great nation. The other thing was, is our nation kind of pulled together.
Yeah.
It would have been great if they had gone on the Cinderella story and all this. They had, but I look at the amount of pressure on those men, those young men with the red card and all this other stuff, the amount of pressure. Plus, Belgium's a good team. But the fact is they gave it their all.
We needed to acknowledge that.
We should support it
through the year, not just every 4 years, and start opening your hearts to the fact that soccer or football, whatever you want to call it, is a fabulous. It's wonderful to watch.
Yeah,
we enjoyed it.
We could get I don't know where this is at, but we could get an MLS team in Sacramento potentially. I don't know if that's technically official.
Well, you know, I know somebody that works down there.
They're working on
those kind of things. Anyway, we're here with Todd Jones from the Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about the Civic. We're talking about our TOT, by the way. It has gone up like what 5%?
We're probably going to end the year about 4%.
4%
year over year
above last year, which is good.
Yeah.
I mean that's positive.
Yeah.
Because the rest of our
it's flat.
The rest of our budget here in the city is not going up. But you're getting ready to say something right before we took the break.
Oh wow! Now I just lost my train of thought. But
well, I do that all the time.
Yeah,
I of course I have a short train too.
Yeah,
it's like the engine. That's it. If I don't catch it on the
engine,
there is no caboose.
Well, Todd, we're just happy to have you here. We were talking about the state of the city.
Oh, that's what it is.
The transitional time of like you know, Civic is closed. And right now the trying to go in there with the different organizations that have had their fingers involved or hands in it to find out where the chairs are, tables, bathroom, all that stuff. Like what is in the building?
Yeah, I mean, Advanced Reading owns a lot of stuff. I don't know what they all own, but they're gonna, you know, what I hear is they're probably gonna liquidate all that stuff and basically sell it off. You know, so I would have had to come in. So we're not doing State of the City there this year. I would have loved to, and I think next year we will. I think we'll be able to, but there's just too many unknowns right now. So we're planning State of the City on Tuesday, September 22nd. At the Holiday Inn, it's the biggest, most central location we have in town. They can hold a little over 400. Last year we had 575 people at the Civic, and as much as I'd love to do it there, we've talked about lots of other venues, the Cascade and Big League Dreams and all these other things, but the Holiday Inn is the most logistically feasible. If you want to have a lunch meeting. We've tried like the downtown stuff before during COVID and we kept that going for a while and you just don't get as much buy-in and it's expensive, right? We spend 10 grand to be downtown, but if there's no ticket, it's just a loss. I mean, City is a neutral event for us. We just want to cover our costs. It's not
a fundraiser. About something like you have, if you do the Cascade and you put 900 people in there, but then you have like a tents and a huge buffet that people can go through that they paid money for.
We talked through that. We talked through a lot of things.
That's not going to work.
The Holiday Inn is just
it's the
biggest and it's the easiest. And, you know, I don't want to have every event there forever. We just did Legends and Leaders this year too. But they have a new management. They have a new restaurant. They have completely new people. They put a lot of money into the space. They've done a great job. And, they're trying
to give them another chance.
Yeah, so we're going to give them another chance. And we're excited to have it there.
Well, you know, see, but it's not just, you know, you've got the Turtle Bay Auction is at the Civic, and there's other big events that go that.
Iron Man will be on the lawn, Iron Man Village.
And they're going to need bathrooms, and they're going to, you know, they may need to open that up for people to, you know, bring them in on and bring them in for, it's 106.
Yeah.
I've just finished my bike. I'm not going any further. Okay, buddy. Okay, now. The Iron Man.
We're
still looking for volunteers.
Yeah, still looking for volunteers. So Sunday, August 16th, we have Iron Man coming in. I want everybody to know, like, if you're surprised, people on your show, people that listen to your show won't be, but I don't want the community to be surprised. I want people to be friendly and welcoming because we're going to have people, we're going to have hundreds and thousands of people here that maybe have never been to Reading, and we want to make sure that we show them how great of a community we are. So we're really excited. We still need hundreds of volunteers. You can sign up if you go to, I don't know if our website's up yet, but visitreading.com/Ironman. I think the site should be up by tomorrow. That'll link you to it, or if you just Google Ironman Northern California Volunteer, we need hundreds more volunteers. They're all based on, you know, what you want to do, whether it's, you know, cooling station or water station, whatever it is. And then we also have, which I know you talked about probably last month, but we have the Lake Reading Regatta, which just went live. So that is on August 1st and 2nd. And then we go right into 2 weeks later. We have Iron Man.
Is it Lake Reading? Or is it the... But it's down the river.
Yeah, down the river. But yeah. It's called
Lake Reading.
It's an Enjoy
magazine.
It's an Enjoy magazine this month.
And that's been going on since like 1927.
Well, there was about a 50-year gap. But
But it
1920s, started...
It's in the latest Enjoy magazine.
27, something like that.
Yeah.
But that's a passion project for him, but it's also a really fun event. And,
volunteers, my friends, for a triathlon. You may be just at a station, and as people are going by, you're handing them water.
Yeah.
Or going by on the bikes, they may have their own teams out there, but you're handing out things so they can, hydrate while they're going through. They've already got all the kayakers they need for the swim. But, you know, it could be people.
Yeah, and it's a 56-mile bike route, so there's going to be lots of aid stations on that. And then it's two laps to make up 13.1 miles down by Turtle Bay for the run. So they're going to need a lot of people for that as well.
Because it's going to be the average temperature that day is supposed to be like 107.
It's going to be like in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get lucky.
Yeah, well, that's why they're starting before 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I think people will be in the water at 6.
Yeah.
In the water for that 1.2-mile swim.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's going to be great. I mean, there's a lot of great things happening in August, July and August. And then this fall, it's going to be real talk at the City of Reading.
Yeah.
I mean, efficiency studies, budgets, all the civic, riverfront plan.
That William Tarbo has initiated. It's already paying dividends already.
Yeah.
And, but he'll be able to give the whole debrief in end of August, beginning of September. Okay. Todd Jones, thank you very much, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
Okay. Today's Wednesday. That means tomorrow we have Simpson University.
And it's going to be about 98 today. So stay hydrated and, overnight lows at
67. And O2 staffing is going to join us tomorrow.
Excellent.
Yeah. So have a great day. It's going to be hot. Take care of yourselves, and God bless America.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.